All right, the best and worst of isolated vocals. This is a fun thing. I go down these rabbit holes on social media, and oh my God. Well, let's start with the first one that I heard.
Yes.
And it's from Motley Crue. Phil, do you have the video?
Yes.
Okay, so you could translate. You can read what they're writing that they think he's saying.
It's like he stubbed his toe.
That was you, Marshall.
I just danced in the room. My toe.
He's walking across a room with a broken toe.
Picture that as he does these vocals now.
Yeah. All right, so when I get high, almost peed. And then it's...
You probably did.
This never gets old.
Trash fill, fruity call, tub of bee.
Tub of bee.
Big old tub of bee. My honk.
I love they show like Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
With a flying kick. That is the funniest damn video. Whoever made that made a masterpiece. Yeah,
it is. 90 seconds of hilarity.
Yeah.
Big Mac, 103.
I mean, when I used to cost 103.
Yeah.
You know, he took Big Mac 103.
He had 103 Big Macs.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you don't get that size. You don't supersize without it. Big Mac, 103 in my house. The what up makes it.
What up? What up?
Did you want to cry jumps down there?
Yeah.
It's like Karate Tourette's. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I love the live stuff. There's a lot of them out there. Just they take it, the track from the studio.
Yep.
Yes.
I love the live stuff because, you know. You're out of breath. It's a grueling.
There's an additional element.
Yeah. There's an additional element.
I'm sure Springsteen's got some good stuff. Even his rants, you're like, what are you saying?
Well, his goes the exact opposite. Actually, he sounds good.
It was funny because we were putting all this together over the weekend. We're all like texting and emailing each other stuff. And I found two really bad Axl Rose clips. And Ruth is sending stuff from like 1992.
It's like,
listen to him. No, this not. We don't want to hear him good.
He was a borderline hero at that point. Yeah, he was a rock god.
Right.
Yeah, there's no comedy in a person being good.
Yeah. He's still Axl Rose. He just doesn't sound like that anymore.
Right. So let's play the November Rain first.
He sounds like Adam Sandler.
It's like he's singing to like a red cup.
Yeah, a little bit. It's cell phone quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like if Dana Carvey were to do an impression of him on SNL.
Yeah, like chopping broccoli.
Yes. Yeah.
Or like his hands are cold and he's like trying to keep his hands warm. November.
And then we have him doing Welcome to the Jungle.
I thought this was worse.
This is horrible.
So that's how it's supposed to sound, right? Here's the band. And out here comes Axl.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun of me.
He's like the old guy from Family Guy. Remember that little pervert man?
Mr. Herbert.
Mr. Herbert.
Come on, eat some popsicles.
Hey, Chris.
Did you say he's trying?
I don't think I should be hanging out with you, Mr. Herbert.
Where's your teeth, Axl?
Hey, Chris.
Too many popsicles.
That's my man.
Welcome to the dentist. We got fun game. Wait,
it's a picture of Steve Alex in the shower.
It gets even better.
Okay. Whatever you mean.
Get off my lawn.
Wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, the parrot. Axl the parrot.
Wow.
It's like he really hurt his knees. Like, ah,
yeah.
Knees,
yes.
Knees. It's like he picked something too hot.
Yeah, he grabbed the hot pocket out of the knees. He spilled hot soup on his lap. Knees, knees.
Wow. Careful, Axel, it's hot.
But then I think he makes a little parrot sound after this.
Axel, want a cracker? Who's a pretty boy?
Was that Hot Pocket hot?
I don't care how much you love these guys. That is hilarious.
Axel, did that hurt?
What hurts?
Does Ruth think you're trying?
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
You got the whole show. You're on.
Hey. Good morning, old show. He sounds like the old guy, the pervert guy on
Mr. Herbert.
Guy.
Yeah, Mr. Yes. Herbert.
Yeah. Mr. Herbert, yeah.
It's almost like someone brilliant already said that.
You picture him with a walker in the bathroom.
Yes, definitely you do.
I saw them in New Jersey over the summer. They were terrible.
Oh, really?
Absolutely terrible. I was very disappointed.
What, just the vocals?
I thought that I spent all that money. Yeah, the vocals were terrible.
Right.
He was horrible.
But the band is tight, right?
The band was great.
Yeah.
They're trying to play. I'll play.
It's tough. I mean, listen to the...
And Andrew Dice Clay sucked, too, but...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They're old, and they did drugs.
They are old, and it's time to go.
No.
Well, if people are willing to see him, then...
Yeah, people are still spending that money, definitely.
That's the problem, though. You spend so much money, you go, and it's like, oof. You hear...
I want to go now to see this. I want to hear this.
Hot pocket boy. It's a hot pocket boy.
Welcome to the mumble.
Cheese.
That's what he should do. He should be in a Super Bowl commercial for Taco Bell. Just doing cheese. On your nachos.
Give him more cheese.
You want fourth meal?
Yeah. Running to the border.
Is there more of this?
Lots more.
Oh, good.
You're welcome to the jungle. Everyone will jump down the bed. That's the price you pay. You're such a girl.
What are you sneeze? You sneeze?
Does he not hear himself?
I'm gonna sneeze.
Cause you're tight.
Jazz and AJ.
Hey. How are you? I think Guns N' Roses should have for backup singers Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That would be hilarious.
Sounds a bit like a grandma. I hear that.
Right.
How's it going, Grandma?
Where's the beef?
That's a bidet.
I've fallen. I can't get up on my knees. Knees.
Help me.
Fish King.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah, I don't like sexual grandma.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he just sing it in a different range or something?
Range, yeah.
He gets this part right, though.
Oh, rock and roll! I want to hear you scream!
That's not bad. Yeah. That wasn't bad.
Everybody who paid for tickets did.
It's so bad.
Wow. I heard that. I understood all that.
It's got to be a way to retool it. Yeah. That's the problem with being a hard rock band. Like Clapton could retool a song, and then come out and do an acoustic version.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Layla.
Yeah, it changed everything.
Yeah. Blues is easier to grow old with. Yes, like this is. Stuff is
This is young person songs.
Does he whistle wrong on Patience now?
Well, he whistles just a different orifice.
Knees.
It's Adam Sandler. It's what it is.
Ruth, what's
what can I say? I mean, he's wrecked his voice over the years. Oh, it's just not there anymore, and it's not like because I say he's trying, and you can see he gets so frustrated because it's not coming out the way he wants it to come out.
Yeah, he's like AJ talking.
But it's because of the damage. It's not like in Vince Neil's case where he just doesn't even try.
You're just trashing Vince Neil for no reason.
No, he
I'm comparing
try.
Two. Yeah.
They're both morons.
Well, they've given us everything.
Yeah.
They don't owe us anything.
Yeah.
Unless you pay $300 to go see them. And then now.
Yeah. They want to give them something.
They're down on their hands and knees.
He sounds like the ref last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where's that guy? Where did I put him?
Where's the ref guy?
Tony, office number four.
Me?
Holding. Offense number 76.
Number 76.
See, now I can sing for GNR.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, so it's Tom and Bethany. How you doing?
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
you're on.
Oh, hey. I don't know if you're still on the old Axl Rose thing. I thought he should go on a tour with Vince Neil. And the other thing is, if you want to hear probably the best rendition of a Guns N' Roses tune, check out Carrie Underwood doing Paradise City.
Yeah, we don't want to hear good version.
We were going to do best and worst, but we're having so much fun with the worst.
Yeah.
I'll go back to my thing saying that he should go out with Vince Neil.
There you go.
On tour.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll call it the Ew Tour.
Like the two of them and Bob Dylan, and Bob sounds the best now.
Right. The WTF Tour.
David Lee Roth is the same. You can't understand a word he's saying.
Seriously.
And this is... I remember I was doing Nights here. They came out with a live album. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And that was then. Like, this last tour, like, if you find some Van Halen, you probably won't find an isolated track. But you don't even need it to be isolated. You could hear Dave just not even... Half of the time, he's not even singing.
Yeah, when they did that, what was it, the Jimmy Kimmel live show, they were out there, they did Van Halen on the street there, and he was horrible.
No, but you got to catch him when he's like 4 or 5, 6 songs into a concert.
Yes.
And he's in front of Van Halen fans, and there's no TV cameras because he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Bobby Bagels.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Anyway, I know you were talking about David. That thing of Axl, man, makes David sound really, really good.
Yeah, Dave says thank you.
I'm a musician. I've done sound for a lot of people. Some guys that you know, Danny Miranda, Bobby Rondinelli.
Oh, yeah.
But
musicians.
But when I'm out on the island, I had a couple of times where I was doing sound and the lead singers were so bad where the band was like asking me like if I could sing from the mixing board and just have the singer just come out of the monitor so he thinks he's singing,
right,
and having me come through the mains.
Oh, wow.
You know, they should do something like that with Axl. I cannot believe how bad that is. That is.
Yeah, do Milli Vanilli with him.
It's
somebody else sings.
I am laughing my ass off. And I know even on my worst day ever, I could never sound like that. So you're giving an old singer a lot of help here.
Anyway,
you guys, God bless. It's good to be back, and it's good to hear you guys back on the air.
Oh, thank you, Bobby.
We never left.
Where were we?
We're on our knees.
Van Halen?
Yeah.
It's just David Lee Roth.
Whoa. What was that?
That was David Lee Roth. Here he comes again.
No, there's hot soup. Yeah.
Ah! Fire! He sounds like Howard Dean. Remember that? We start screaming during the
window. Oh, right.
Yeah. Did Vermont!
Yeah. Yeah. We're going
Vermont.
To Connecticut!
Yeah, we're going there! Did they grease the floor?
Oh.
Hey, you guys!
nice.
And can you imagine what that would sound like if it was isolated?
Oh, yeah. I can't.
He has the protection of the music.
He does.
We should all be grateful, actually.
He's getting, as you imagine, slammed in the comments on this YouTube page. And then one person comes to his defense. He should be applauded for his bravery. He kept on singing while clearly passing a kidney stone.
Yeah, the handle says, not David Lee Roth.
I see the baby's head.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he became Grandpa Simpson. This album is broken!
There's a bad one for Bon Jovi now, too.
Yeah, I heard, yeah.
Last week I saw it. Like, not good.
Yeah. Apparently he's been voice tracked for a lot.
I wonder, did these sound guys get fired? Like,
oh, and then they released this stuff?
Yeah, because you know he wouldn't release it.
No.
No, there's no way.
You think they were fired first, then they released it, or they released it, then got fired?
Could be that.
Because it could be like, you're firing me? Then fine, here's this.
Yeah, guess what,
you're
world?
Grandma now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's more the case. They got fired and they said, oh, yeah, watch this. Got all these files on you. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to release it.
You're going to let me go?
Dash the night away!
Well, there's also AI programs that can isolate vocals from, like, a video that you recorded on your phone from a concert.
Right.
So
in the middle of the night, you get that phone call from Daily Roth. David!
There's that Linda McCartney track, too. It was the very first time I ever heard something like this, where they just grabbed the microphone.
Yeah. That's just falling from an airplane.
Oh, no.
Is this what she's just like,
And it's funny, because you could hear her mics picking up Paul and the whole band, and they're on it, and they're doing Hey Jude.
Yeah.
And they're, like, spot on, and her, nah, 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 yeah. Nah, 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 nah.
She goes from falling out of an airplane to ding fries a done guy.
Yeah.
Oh, she becomes Helen Keller real quick.
No. That is classic, though. That is classic.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. Even Yoko Ono goes, what the hell is that?
Hold on.
No, 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 no. Hit mute.
Oh, that's right, when she says, hey, juice, and she's throwing up.
Oh, I like that.
Like she's hurling, yeah.
Marshmallows.
Yes. Perhaps she's Marshmallow-key.
Marshmallow-key.
Yeah, you never know when someone's just...
you never know.
Being dumb.
Yep.
Chowing down on some marshmallows.
Oh, she had a toothache.
Bad.
Kid throwing a fit in the back of the car. Ah!
There we go.
Fries are done.
Apparently she's playing tambourine too.
Everything's off.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you going to... Yeah, sounds like she's falling. What are you going to do? It's his wife.
Yep. Oh, and she's rich.
Yeah. Did you ever see that meme where the kid fakes excitement? He goes, it sounds like that. It's like, no.
Stop it.
Yeah, please.
So you probably go over to the sound guy.
Yep.
When during setup, and you just say, hey, can you not put her mic in my monitor?
Just do me a favor.
Throws me off.
Yeah.
Just don't tell Paul. No. Just... She's don't, like, don't have her in my mix.
Well, why does my mic say Fisher Price on it?
Why is my mic off? Better,
no.
Na, na. I'm done. Na, 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 na.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.